bordering on a scandal, the fact that in 2019 and Garda Síochána in Donegal, our fleet is dwindling and the ability of our members to provide a service to the public is actually reducing. Now, as I say, those figures are quoted. 13 are either end of life or approaching end of life, and we have been told that none will be replaced, but certainly there is a very limited pool, and we haven't seen any new cars in recent times, and we're told that that situation will not change prior to the end of this year.
And with Brexit on its way, what effect will this have on the border counties or the border areas?
Well, I suppose, to be honest, I think getting into conversations about Brexit is nearly a distraction because it takes away from the seriousness of the situation. This should be of concern to the people of Donegal in the present environment if there was no change, but certainly with Brexit on the horizon, it just focuses the mind to just show how under-resourced and ill-equipped the Garda Síochána are in Donegal and the members I represent. We just, as I say, it's the most basic piece of equipment we require and it's not being provided, so it's very hard to have any confidence or any faith that, you know, that things are in hand and things are under control. It just seems to be that we're just, again, at the very bottom of the pile when it comes to getting resources here in Donegal.